International election observer Nate Van Dusen doubts that the Nigerian polls will be free and fair. In the run-up, political figures have been murdered. Police have prevented leading opposition candidates from campaigning. Van Dusen says this has left him wondering why the masses haven't taken to the streets to protest and what level of fraud they're willing to accept in the elections.
The belief that elections are critical to the survival not only of Nigerian democracy, but in fact of the state in Nigeria, weighs so heavily on the minds of the Nigerian electorate that they're willing to accept a level of fraud and disorganization that would be inconceivable even in many other African countries.
One of Nigeria's leading political commentators, Ruben Abati, says the country's politicians are blackmailing the people with democracy.
Because it has become a kind of blackmail, the Nigerian people have found themselves in a position where oftentimes they will take anything. Because the alternative is difficult to contemplate, the alternative of military rule. Nigerian democracy, with all its imperfections, is still a step forward for the Nigerian people. We complain about authoritarianism, we complain about civilian democracy, but I think that the Nigerian people, if they are asked to make a choice, they will say yes, democracy with all its problems is still better.
Nevertheless, maintains Abati, the political process ahead of the polls has been exclusive. This because a consensus amongst the powers that be long ago dictated that Nigeria's next president should hail from the north of the country. Abati warns that what he calls this ethnic politics of regionalism is a dangerous game.
The north may take power back, but there are grieved nationalities, over 400 ethnic nationalities in Nigeria, who are raising questions about their place in the Nigerian arrangement. And the emergence of the north, power in the hands of the north, could fuel these feelings of marginalization.
A spokesman for the ruling PDP party, Ojo Madueke, says Nigerians have nothing to fear and that his government is committed to democracy.
We sincerely urge that the sensibilities of Nigerian people and the Nigerian government should also be taken into consideration. We don't like a situation where it appears that we are being dictated to as if democracy is something we do not want. We want it. We can't be a great African state if we're not a model of democracy.
But the chairman of Nigeria's Transitional Monitoring Group, Innocent Chukwuma, claims the country's leaders are so aware that the people could reject the 2007 elections that they've made plans to emigrate should things go wrong. He urges the United States and the European Union to cancel Nigerian leaders' visas to prevent them from leaving the country should chaos erupt after the polls.
Their children, their relatives are all studying abroad, they are all working abroad, and they think they can do whatever they like because their immediate families are not living in Nigeria. But if we have a situation where they will know that no longer will the international community accept or give them a safe haven outside the country, if they mess up the country, perhaps they will sit back and begin to take these issues seriously.
Madueke disagrees with Chukwuma, saying there'll be no reason for anyone to run away from Nigeria after the elections. But international and local observers differ. They say if there's a flood of poll violence, it'll be very difficult for Nigerians to accept the results. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.